Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bears. Sorry.
Well, well, well. I was setting it up for talking about vibes and scenarios and playoff ideas.
What's the scenario?
Sports hypotheticals. And then Jake Arrieta busted through the tunnel WWE style. That said, you know that man's music. That is Matt Spiegel's music.
Spiegel.
Are we getting to the horns?
Not yet. The low brass.
The low brass. It's coming.
We wait for it. So this is Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score live from Gallagher Way as we get you ready for game two of these Cubs playoffs.
Yeah.
We want to let you know it continues as the Cubs look to close out the Padres here at Wrigley. Official pregame coverage.
There it is.
Begins at 1:30. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have first pitch at 2:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. He's the man with the vibes. He's the man with the baseball playoff knowledge. He's the man who blesses this show with his presence. We've got the vibes. Matt Spiegel is here.
Oh, my God. It's good to see you guys. I'm happy for you that you get to sit in this and feel it. Is this not awesome or what?
I don't even know what to say. Like, even watching it on TV yesterday, I got goosebumps. This is all amazing.
Yeah, and when you get a chance, you know, like Marshall, like you are, and Layla, and Groats, you've been here before, but like, I remember when I think it was me and Jason Goff in like 15 and 16 getting a chance. I know it was me and Jason to do some pregames and postgames in your time slot. And just the feeling of everybody excited. And you get like spillover excitement. Like people are excited to see Jake Arrieta and be here at the ballpark. But that means they're also excited to see you guys. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm just happy they wanted to hang out.
Like, yeah, they do.
Like, that's kind of the point of our show is to hang out.
Yes.
So hang out with us and talk about baseball and chill.
That's the point of the station, in my opinion. Like, absolutely. Like, and so we're all just hanging. We're all part of this collective. And you get this postseason to kind of pay off your investment. Like, we've been invested, fans and us, since March, since February. And it's like, if you've really been invested, then when you see Brad Keller come on in the ninth inning of a playoff game, you're like, that dude was just going to be spillover starting rotation depth in late February. And then they're like, would you mind taking a bullpen and seeing if we could tweak something and maybe get some more velocity? And then they're like, oh, we seem to have found some. Would you be all right with being a reliever? And then here we are, and he's the closer in a playoff game.
Daniel Palencia was left for dead, I felt like, when he had that injury and people were squaring him up. That dude comes in the fifth inning. He was my MVP yesterday.
Oh, man, it's a great call. I thought Cliff Floyd was great with you guys talking about that outing when Palencia gave up the four runs and was a mess. I was up in the booth at that.
A disaster.
He was a disaster. Before he hurt his shoulder, he was emotional. Yeah. He was all over the place. He was chaos. And then he blew out the shoulder, clearly trying to overthrow. And so, like Cliff was saying, the fact that they have built his confidence back again, multiple times. I mean, think about Matt Shaw, right? Matt Shaw gets to go to Japan. That was a big deal. Gets to be there. And then he starts so bad, he goes down to the minors and reworks the mechanics. Then at the All-Star break, He has to rework his mechanics again. So, like, twice that dude has rebuilt the swing that got him to the majors in the first place. And then there he is starting at third base in a lineup for the playoffs. Like, the stories are amazing.
I think all of the stories are great, especially when you go back to what was going on at the very beginning of the season. Earlier in the show, I talked about all those relievers that they went through to get to this final group that is postseason ready. And even some of the guys as part of that bullpen right now, even if it's like the Colin Rays of the world, right?
Yeah.
They're all redemption stories. And what Craig Counsell, Tommy Hotovy, and the entire crew has done is giving you a product now that could maybe get you several levels into the playoffs. And I couldn't have envisioned that at the start of the season, that this ragtag group has become much more than a ragtag group.
It's a great point, and I think it's maybe the most important facet of this team, the fact that they have now figured that out. You're talking about guys in the first half like Chris Flexen and Nate Pearson. And Julian Merriweather was on this team.
Julian Merriweather
really
was in my circle of trust.
Yeah.
I
know,
waited for him to come back.
Ryan Pressly.
That's my favorite one.
And all those guys had strikeout percentage, had whiff rates below 20%. The Cubs bullpen in the first half of the year had a 23% whiff rate. That is below average. In the second half of the year, 36%. They have figured it out as a collective. And that's the goal. And I think we talked about it a lot at the beginning of the year, and I think we sort of lost sight of it, to your point, Marshall, because the offense struggled so much. But they were churning through guys and churning through roles, and they found a bullpen. When Craig was on Spiegel and Holmes last week, I asked him about, like, you know, what players might break out, the ones we're not thinking about. That always happens in the playoffs. And his answer was, well, I was thinking about this the other day. You guys remember the best relievers on the Rangers 2 years ago? Jose Leclerc and Josh Zbors.
Yeah.
They weren't the best relievers on Texas that year. I've barely heard of them since.
Leclerc?
But the two of them, those were the eighth and ninth inning guys that carried them to a freaking World Series. So you never know who it's going
to
be.
And to your point, like, the Dodgers picked up Andrew Heaney the other day. You know, and that's what this is. It is quite literally an arms race. And when I that part of it, you know, just not being afraid to get more and more arms and try to figure out who fits and who does what where, and then having that vast knowledge. Sahadev Sharma wrote a really good article, I think Patrick Mooney along with him in The Athletic, talking about that very building concept that Craig Counsell has done. This is the year that it's an example.
Yeah, it really is. I was laughing because I thought of, I think Theo Epstein said it early, and we've heard Jed echo it, but I just always think of it. I remember Theo saying, like, yeah, I'm never not looking for pitching. Like, just never. Like, you spend every waking moment as a baseball executive wondering, well, who's that guy got? Who's that guy got? You know what's funny? Brandon Finnegan has been killing it in the bullpen for Detroit since they picked him up from Washington. Washington is one of the few remaining suckers at the table. Like, you guys just talked to Jake Arrieta. Baltimore was the sucker at the table.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
They didn't know what the hell they were doing with Jake Arrieta and with Kevin Gausman.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys went on to become what they've become, among others. Brandon Finnegan, since he's gone to Detroit, they upped, I think it was his slider, it might have been his curveball, whichever breaking ball it was, they upped the percentage from like 30 to like 70, and the results went through the roof. It's like, you just find great arms and do something creative with them. Do something where you're smarter and you might strike gold.
One guy the Cubs bullpen will not have in the eighth inning today is Andrew Kittredge, who had a 1-2-3 eighth inning, including a strikeout of Fernando Tatis. Speaks, what do you think about what the Cubs are doing today using Kittredge as the opener? And we all presume that Shota is next.
Yeah, I think it's bold as hell. I think it's fun. I think Craig Counsell has earned your trust with the way that he has talked about this from day one. All the conversation about outgetters, it just makes so much more sense once the postseason comes.
It sounds better now because it started to sound a little bit rote for, we're outgetters here.
Yeah. I know, right, exactly.
It's not that linear.
But all of a sudden you see what they do and you realize, all right, the Dodgers won a World Series game doing that last year.
They did. Layla brought that up.
I also brought up that they have Shohei Ohtani. You know, that's
A little more slug.
They got a couple guys
all
who can help make it work.
Hey, right. And I know Yankee fans who are angry that Max Fried came out after 6 1/3 and 102 pitches last night when Garrett Crochet goes 117. But anyway, Craig, at this point you have to trust Craig in terms of how he runs a bullpen and how he perceives these guys. And I saw proof of that all year long. The part that I don't know about, I don't know if Shota's ever come out of the bullpen. He's never done it in the big leagues.
the NPB stats in Japan do not show starts versus relief appearances.
Well,
I genuinely have no idea. And if you know, then great. Has he?
World Baseball Classic. Came out of the bullpen.
He was out of the bullpen?
Yeah, he was.
I thought he started that game.
I think Tommy Hotovy talked about the fact that he, one of the examples he used was him coming out.
And that was when?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Okay. I thought he started that clinching game.
I'm just going off what I heard from Tommy Hotovy. He mentioned a couple. He mentioned another example. I just can't remember what the exact example was.
Marshall, you know. That's a great call. And if that's it, then that's huge. Because, like, Shota's a dude. He's an adult. He's a pro. It's just him coming out of the pen. I bet what they'd like to see and what I'd like to see, clean inning. Like let Kittredge go the first and then have Shota start the second. You know, or if you're going to go Kittredge 1 1/3, let him go 2 and have Shota start a clean inning. But every time I say clean inning, I think of how Joe Maddon said that's what he was going to do with John Lester in Game 7 of the World Series. And instead he brought him in with runners on and a brand new catcher after he'd warmed up for like 45 minutes.
Clinching game, Imanaga did start, at least the clincher.
Of the WBC.
And then Ohtani, you remember, closed it. And there was that moment with Ohtani
against Trout.
And Trout.
Yes. Yeah. But so the clincher, but maybe there's another game where he came out of the pen. But that's my big question, but I'm sure they've talked about with him, and you got to trust, again, you got to trust Craig and Tommy. They've done a very nice job.
I guess the question is, if you trust the idea of the opener, which I do, because, you know, I don't want Shota Imanaga starting this game.
Yeah, you've been that guy.
I've been that guy the entire time. My question is, what's Craig's hook? What the hook going to be? I don't need no hook on this beat. I need to know, what is the leash?
For Shota?
For Shota, once you get him in there.
Well, he doesn't get Tatis and Machado for the third time. Matthew Boyd didn't. I mean, that's, like, Matthew, I mean, when Palencia was warming up in the fourth inning, I was upstairs in the press box, but I was hopping on the group thread with Spiegel and Holmes, and I'm like, Palencia's warming up. I guess Boyd's not getting Tatis the third time? And he didn't. So Boyd goes 4 1/3. So no way in hell Shota's doing that. So the opener is designed. So maybe Shota can, what, get into the fifth or get into the sixth. Whatever. He will not get Tatis, who's leading off for the third time. This is the magic of the opener, though, Layla, is that Mike Schilt could move his guys down and screw this strategy. Could have, you know, Tatis and Machado 4 and 5.
You just go ahead and call bunts. You just do the button, Mike Schilt. You do that.
But then he sacrifices a possible at-bat in the ninth inning.
But that's
from not having those guys at the top of the order, and nobody's going to do that. That's why the opener's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Still works.
Well, I also think that their lineup is long enough to where he might be able to take that risk. You know, we saw the battle of wits yesterday when it came to the managing mano a mano with Craig Counsell and Mike Schilt. I think we all agree, advantage Counsell. We're not just saying that because we're sitting here as the Cubs flagship. We're saying that knowing some of the decisions that Schilt made were pretty bold yesterday. The Nico Hoerner one speaks to that.
Oh, my God.
You want Nico up with runners in scoring position?
Yes, please. The way that whole sequence went down with Nico, I was like, that is some out-of-town stupid going on. We know Nico. So they walk Bush, and I'm like, you are playing into his hands. And then he's down 0-2, and I'm still like, he's still fine. And then the wild pitch moved him over, and you saw his mindset shift. Oh, I just need a fly ball. I can do that. I mean, Nico, I was talking about this with some people on the field yesterday. If Nico were playing in the 80s and did not have the pressure of you got to pull the ball in the air or else you're not really going to get paid. Because remember, like, what, 4 years ago, he gained a bunch of weight in the offseason, pulled a hamstring, you know, like, and then he's doing that. And even still now when we've talked to him, he feels that pressure because that's the way the league works. If he was relieved of that pressure, he'd be a 230-hit-per-season guy hitting 320. He'd be Paul Molitor.
Wow. He'd be Ozzie Smith. I mean.
Yeah, like, without homering. Yeah. And he'd get lucky and run into one every once in a while.
Yeah, and it would be huge.
But, yeah.
But whoa!
He'd be thinner. He'd be more lithe, and he'd be a 320 hitter, I'm convinced.
Oh, my God. We were talking to Parkins earlier, and he says that he knows way more about baseball than you do. I couldn't believe that he started with that.
Yeah, that was what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, that's been going around.
The only time Danny Parkins has been on Hit and Run is when he called in.
to take care of himself, of course.
Of course.
To promote himself.
Wasn't it specifically he knows more about regular season baseball because that's what he focuses on?
Yes, yeah. The biggest focus.
No, the truth is we had to switch to Bears pretty quickly, speak. So.
Oh, yeah. But Danny likes baseball. He thinks it's adorable.
Yeah. Danny condescending to an entire sport.
Yeah. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Talking to Matt Spiegel, setting the vibes, for game two of this playoff series.
So we got the research, Connor O'Donnell doing it. Shota came out of the bullpen in the quarterfinal game of the World Baseball Classic
versus
Italy.
Connor O'Donnell.
There it is.
Shout out.
And
maybe
thank you, Connor.
Connor, great stuff. Maybe that's the only game, but at least it's one. At least it's something. And either way, it's a conversation, you know? I mean, again, Shota's a dude. He's an adult. I think it's awesome. Here we go. Game on. The vibes yesterday were immaculate. Mm. If you're asking about vibes, like, it was outrageous.
What was the fifth inning like? What was the crowd like?
Oh,
the sound?
Explosive. I tweeted a video after the Kelly home run. But even before that, Groats, they were dying to break free. They were dying.
I've sensed that.
Oh, my God. And so when they got an out, a swinging strike on Fernando Tatis in inning number one, I'm like, this crowd is loud.
They're ready, man.
Yeah. And then, like, when Dansby made the diving play to keep Xander Bogaerts at third with nobody out after Boyd had given up the two rockets, the crowd exploded. So they were just dying to do it. And then Shota just, I mean, and Craig said it too. That's the thing about Craig and Jed. They're numbers wonks, and they love groupthink, and they love their spreadsheets and their tables and such. But they know about humans. Like Craig said, home runs like that can shift the stadium.
And that's absolutely what happened. Here's the better question. We were talking about this earlier. Jake Arrieta actually reminded me of this. Dylan Cease once said, I want to say this was his last regular season full year with the White Sox, when that slider was just absolutely cooking. He said it's like a video game where you just, that's what Cease said, where you just press it and it goes. And Arrieta kind of spoke to being in that state.
I heard, I thought it was a great question and answer that you had with Arrieta about that. And he said he just kept going out there and be like, oh, wait, I need to put a change up there? Okay,
yeah.
no problem.
And Cease kind of referred to that when his slider was really good with the Sox. So I bring that up to say, If you're a Cubs hitter, how are you attacking Dylan Cease, knowing you've seen him quite a bit as well?
Make him throw strikes first, because that the slider location could go away in a heartbeat. Make him throw strikes, and I would sit fastball. I think Michael Bush is going to sit fastball.
Say it, Will. We saw that yesterday.
Yes, and they should. And they should, and they should hit fastballs very hard and hit them out of this ballpark. And I suspect that Bush is going to get one today. That dude is locked in. He almost had one leading off against Pivetta yesterday. It went just a little left to center. If he pulled it a little more, it was gone. I would sit fastball. This Padres bunch is not as good as the sum of their parts. And they're good, but look at that offense. Every year, I look at that batch and look at this batch. Where are they in runs scored as a team? I think they're bottom 15 in runs scored. And they've got Bogaerts and Tatis and Machado. And
Arise.
Arise.
But our guy.
I don't know if it's quite as deep as they had dreamed of, but I think as a team, they don't score as many runs as you'd think they would score. And as weaponized as that bullpen is now with Miller and even more so, where are the Padres?
18th.
18th.
That's
18th
even worse.
Hey, man, you got to score runs. You got to score runs, especially in the postseason. And I don't think the Padres do it consistently enough. Maybe it's too many boppers. Maybe it's not enough small ball. I just don't think they're going to score enough.
I think the conflicting things here, because you talk about, you know, Dylan Cease and ambushing the fastball, Michael Ambush, if you will, to lead off.
I will.
But
that is good.
But also, I think this is where you have to lean on your ability as a lineup to recognize the difference between balls and strikes. And if you do that, he can get in trouble. If you don't,
yeah,
you gotta toe that line, because if you're out here swinging and he's like, oh, they're out here swinging, you can get in trouble real quick.
It's just so hard, man. Like, I don't know if you can do it as a collective. It's everybody as an individual. Maybe it can be contagious. I hope it can be. I mean, I've seen Carson Kelly with two-strike anxiety. We've seen that before, you know? And he's swinging wildly at stuff that's way out of the zone. Like, everybody's prone to it. I mean, but it's so good. Like, I hope so, man. I hope so.
Spiegs.
Yo.
What else are you doing today, man? You doing are you the Spiegel and Holmes show again today?
Yeah.
And are you doing more hit and run?
I think Lawrence Holmes is now joining me.
Oh,
on the Spiegel
you're in the Holmes,
Holmes
formation.
Okay.
We are the full formation.
Okay.
For whatever we get of a show up until 6 o'clock. And then it's bonus hit and run from 6 until 7.
Love it.
And I think Lawrence is going to join me for that, too.
So, I like that.
So we're hanging together until 7. Sundown is at 6:31. I hope not to turn into a matzo ball live on the air.
May your Yom Kippur be strong.
Thank you very much.
I was told not to say happy Yom Kippur. My buddy Dorfman was
don't say that.
He's like, Mark, you don't want to say that. So may your Yom Kippur be wonderful.
It's a somber holiday, right?
I'm trying to say the right thing.
Look at my spicy,
what's up?
My spicy meatball Cub fan of a wife wants me to wrap it up so we can go into the ballpark.
Christine
keeps us organized. She keeps us on time.
She's drunk as a skunk.
Christine is who she is.
She is who she is. I was here as media yesterday. Today we're in seats, which is awesome.
Oh, very nice.
But I've got the press pass.
You got your seat today.
Yeah, we got seats. Yeah. But I got a press pass in the pocket, so I'll go upstairs and we'll do post game from the booth upstairs.
Nice.
So it's like, for me, man, like this is one of these like baseball hybrid days where I get to feel the game.
Oh, man, this is a Spiegel day.
It's all of us. It's a Chicago baseball day.
Just make sure your voice is good when you do Black Sabbath, because I'm coming for that one, buddy.
I'll let Christine know we have hit the 2-minute warning, so it's just a matter of a couple of minutes.
I mean, you guys can finish without me. You got this.
Yes, but also
whatever you need, Christine.
I need playoff speaks.
We know he's impossible.
This is also a different person.
How about Jose Ramirez with the mistake yesterday? Hey, if you're going to break for home, go force the throw.
That series is going to be wild. Were you like me? Were you staying up late to watch Dodgers?
Absolutely,
and Reds?
And hang out with Boog. I'm watching Boog doing that
Boog
game.
Friendly Boog.
Little Birdie told me if the Cubs move on, Boog gets on the radio. I think he gets Cubs Brewers.
Well, see, that's not great. That's not great, because then he's got to get excited for the Brewers.
He's got to face
not even that. He's got to be objective about the Brewers.
Oh,
that's
but,
not good.
But he'll bring all the knowledge. I was giving Kevin Brown crap yesterday in his booth that the Orioles takeover in the TV booth with Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald was a problem.
That was very Orioles-y.
Yes.
Very.
And he told me, I've got nuggets on Ryan O'Hearn and Andrew Kittredge. And
Ben McDonald had a ton on Andrew Kittredge.
Of course he did.
Like, that's that Mass
and
Lovers.
The Chicago kid, Carson Kelly.
Yeah, but these are Orioles guys. All the former Orioles, they were loaded up on stuff for those guys.
They were loaded on something.
Yeah, actually, he gave a tremendous report on Kittredge.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Matt, for joining us. Thanks to all of our guests, Jake Arrieta, Crane Kenny. That was incredible. We also had Danny Parkins on. Of course, thanks to Spiegel and Parkins. Parkins and Spiegel. Thanks to everybody who joined us for this one. Cubs baseball is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.